Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio to talk about a little visit they're going to have this Sunday afternoon. Just going to cover a few things, about 150 years worth of things.
No problem.
No worries. LaVon Evelyn in with us this morning, and Steve Livengood also in the other chair here this morning. They are hosting a program this Sunday at the American Legion Memorial Building.
The old
also
armory.
Known as all the Armory.
Yes. Yeah, here
which
in Atlantic.
It was for years.
For a long time. And another 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon presentation. This time going to focus a little bit close to home. LaVon, tell us what's the basis? What's going on here?
Well, just remind folks that we are celebrating a sesquicentennial in Atlantic, and every month has a theme. This month is Who's Who in Atlantic. So we're going to be talking about people starting back in 1868.
Indeed, we've got what I'd refer to as the civilian folks. We've got the military folks, keep the armory theme going on there. And yeah, we've got, I think there's like somebody for every year. Not that there's 150 slides,
no,
but
quite.
there's some big groups on them. So lots of information businesses. Yes.
And we've kind of divided into 50-year eras. So, but some of those folks and businesses just slide right from 1868 to now.
Exactly.
That's part of the fun of doing this.
Right. They don't start and then stop. Well, some of them do. But some of them start and are still here, modern stuff.
And that's, I think, hopefully will be one of the interesting things to folks to see how those families started and are still here and how important they were. I mean, this is what it's all about. This is why Atlantic is here, is the folks we're talking about made it happen.
We've got a lot of photos. You look at the photos and think, oh, is that really what that is? I mean, some of these photos are 100 years old, too.
That's right. And so part of the thing that both Steve and I, and I'm sure other people too, going, oh, we're in an hour, we're just barely going to touch on things. And now, wouldn't it be interesting to follow the medical history? Who started the hospital and who were the pharmacists and so on?
We've only got 12 months in a year. We can't have that many themes per month. I mean, yeah.
So this is kind of an ancestry DNA thing of Atlantic.
Pretty much. Yeah, we'll tell who begat who.
And Steve mentioned along with that, the buildings. You know, you start looking at these pictures and go, okay, that building's here.
Really, you some of the buildings, you count the windows like, okay, that's the building because it had 6 windows in it. Well, I don't remember where that building is. Oh, that must be where the empty lot was or is now. So that's kind of a bummer too. But yeah, there's a lot of the photos we got from Atlantic Centennial newspaper, which of course there was a doing the beard things and that sort of thing. Right. So you look at some of the photos, no, they really weren't that old. They were just wearing a beard that year.
But that's kind of fun too to see, oh, that's what was going on in 1968, 50 right. years ago.
Right. I was just wondering, did you make any visits to the cemetery in preparing for this? Because a lot of these folks are out there.
Actually, yeah, we needed some dates for mm-hmm. some people and couldn't find them anywhere. So, yeah, findagrave.com. Yeah.
There's the visit to the cemetery. Yeah. That's the way to do it. It's amazing what's on Find a Grave.
Or Google Images.
Yes, that's
well,
true.
Absolutely.
Surprising what we came up with on the Googling.
Sure.
So there's so many sources. That's another thing that sort of is a sidetrack. Hopefully people will become more aware of all of the resources we have, not just on the internet, but especially in our genealogy room at the Atlantic Library. There is so much information there, and you could just keep searching and searching and searching.
But you know, I wonder about this when I do these presentations. Like, okay, I searched all this and I found all this stuff. And then the people are like, well, I can search that. Why do I need to come and look at it? Because I've already done it, so you don't have to.
Right.
And if you, well, I'm not really sure what I can find, come see what you can find.
Yeah.
And there are these, well, this is what we've used, a number of these books. And so you can read a book. To me, the interesting thing is, now I didn't just read this book. I read this one and this one. They don't always agree, and they keep compiling information. So the whole story isn't in one place, usually.
Sure. You know, oftentimes I joke when I hear folks say, well, the city spent money here, and I always say, no, city is simply a piece of land with boundaries. You mean to say the taxpayers spent money.
Right.
Now, when you're talking about the history of a community, though, you have to modify that and say, no, it's not just a piece of land with boundaries, it's the people who created so much within that area.
And who decided what money to spend where.
Exactly.
I think one of the second or third slides was a newspaper clipping, and it talked about the recently formed city of Atlantic. And it's almost like a charter membership for a club or something. Yeah, that's back when the town started. So old stuff.
And also I'm thinking about, okay, were these all leaders? Were these all... the people who, you know, you always saw doing things. Well, a lot of them are, because that's who's in the news.
Sure.
But there's also a couple of guys who ran off with all the money in the bank. I think that probably, although you wouldn't call them a leader, they certainly affected a whole lot of lives in Atlantic in the area.
That's right.
And there's a lot of those photos with names underneath them. It's like, yeah, that's not exactly a name that you can look up in the phone book now. I mean, I suppose if you had a Google hit on that, it'd only be like three hits. I don't know where these names came from, but they're Atlantic names.
What are some of the more interesting stories? Do you have a couple of short ones you could maybe share just to kind of tease folks a little bit about what they're going to find on Sunday?
Geez, I don't know what we're talking about, really.
Well, the one that, I don't know if this is the one you referred to, but it kind of was, something I'd never heard is that in 1877, I believe it was, they got a committee together because they needed a hospital for the insane in Atlantic.
Yes.
And it was not just... It was economic development. I don't know that they were especially looking for, we have these people who need this care, mm-hmm. and I'm sure some of them had that in mind, but they really thought Atlantic should be the site for such a thing to be. Did that happen? Probably not. But, again, I think it sort of shows that history of, yes, our community leaders, our community people want to make Atlantic the center of Southwest Iowa.
You bet. This presentation is going to focus on the people, though, through time. So I assume there'll be certain families, for example.
Yes.
You'll recognize certain families. I assume the Whitney name will be mentioned many, many times.
Multi-generations, too. It's like, oh, this one started it, and then the son, and then the son, and then the daughter-in-law, and that kind of thing. So multi-generations. It's not just how old is this guy now. It's who begat who.
go back in history with Dr. Needles. Now, of course, Dr. Needles died in 1991. But he has a long story, and his family didn't start out as doctors.
If you want to know more, you've got to come to the presentation.
That's right.
But we start at 2, so don't show up at 2. That's been happening a couple of times this year. You know, you show up at 5 minutes till 2. You can show up at like noon. There's stuff to do before 2.
Yes, because, Steve, you're putting out some displays.
There'll be some displays out. I can have some displays out. We do have some things that we might pull out of the museum that we have down there in order to highlight that specific individual that we may be talking about or something like that. So, yeah, it's not exactly going to be a scavenger hunt throughout the building to find things. There'll be things on display.
Mm-hmm. In talking about the people that kind of shaped and formed Atlantic over all those years, too, I assume it'll hit on some events, some things that happened, too, just by nature.
I guess as I went through information, I guess a few events, but more businesses. And the thing I had to keep telling myself, now this is not a story necessarily about businesses. However, the people who formed the businesses almost always were the people who made things happen in the community. And so you can't avoid talking about businesses. And I was frustrated because, you know what? Women didn't make the news because...
No, there's that one.
Yeah.
And there's those photos, too. I mean, those are really kind of neat. They had some odd fashions back then.
Well, I can tell you, going forward, you're going to hear a lot. When they go back, say, 100 years from now and look back, latter portion, certainly, when you look around, there are a whole lot of businesses and things that have been, and Chamber of Commerce activities, and all kinds of different types of community things that are not just led by women, but organized, created, chaired, committed by women. I mean, there have been a lot of women involved. So.
That's right. And, business leadership has changed.
One of them sitting right here.
thing that I think will happen, and I hope will happen, is that as we show a slide, for instance, olives is one that Steve and I talked about. Jim shaking his head. For a lot of people, they go, olives. And they'll have all these pictures come into their heads about when they went to shop at Olives. Mm-hmm. And so we only have one picture. I think it will just generate remembrances, but also hopefully some conversations.
It's interesting for folks that grew up in a small community like I didn't have that opportunity to grow right. up in a small community like this, and obviously not here, so I don't have that entire life history. My wife, on the other hand, I'm married to someone who not only is from here, grew up here, and all that kind of stuff, but also was city clerk here for 35 years. She knows everything, and she can recall so many different things. It's always amazing to me, and she recalls things that were told to her before she was even around, too, of things that happened in the past.
We could have her doing this program.
Well, I don't know about that quite yet, but she'd need to study a little bit, I'm sure. But it's always interesting to hear some of these stories. That's where you say, I'm shaking my head. Well, not because I experienced it, but because I've heard about some of these things.
Right.
So a lot of folks will come to these things, and they'll sit down, and they'll think they remember things, and it'll spark some other memories
exactly.
of probably some things they heard in the past.
Exactly. I'm sure that'll happen, and it's a good thing.
It's a journey.
We can't all make history. Some of us just have to learn it. I should probably write that down on a bumper sticker someplace.
You could say that again.
That'll be our quote of the day.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we'll find some fun things there. We'll probably find some things we're shocked to hear and surprised to hear, but we're going to learn a whole lot more. And it'll, you know what it'll do, too? I mentioned, too, the cemetery thing. I know it sounds kind of odd, but it is an interesting history lesson to wander through some of the older sections of local cemeteries, because the history of your community, in large measure, is buried there. And it's interesting to look through to kind of corroborate some of what you've read and heard with some of the things that you see there as well, the dates, the times, the family lineage, the old cemetery plots where the families are all buried together around the family stone, things we don't do so much anymore.
Very interesting. And that, again, that's where our genealogy group, you know, they go out and tour the cemeteries and you go, oh, those people odd touring cemeteries. But as you say, so much interesting history, names, dates, you know, sometimes there were whole families that died about the same date. And you go, okay, what happened at that
exactly.
time?
Exactly. You know, an infant, a child with no name, that sort of thing. Yeah, things went quick.
Right. We like to watch TV shows with mysteries and things. There are plenty of mysteries in real life if you just go out and seek them out.
We have some unanswered questions. If you have some information, by all means, we'll ask you a question or two.
Well, I guess that's the thing I wanted to finish up with, too. People can share when they come to this. You guys aren't the end-all to be-all for the information.
I hope not.
So folks may have some interesting things to add
Absolutely.
To it as well. So
Absolutely.
I guess the history of the community is always building.
It goes on, be bad. And it's often very much built on what we're talking about back in 1868. Things change, but there's always that basis. Where did it start? What happened since?
You bet. From the bare fact of where the town center was originally, all this kind of stuff. We probably still won't get to this bottom of why it's named Atlantic.
No, because I've got at least five.
I was going to say, I've heard almost a half dozen stories and they're all different. So
probably nobody thought to write it down at the time. Here's the real reason. That'll work. Let's just, all those in favor say aye.
There's probably one person who knew it, and that person obviously is long gone now, so All right, 2:00 this Sunday, and that's at the American Legion Memorial Building here on Poplar Street in Atlantic. Plenty of room. Stop by. There's plenty of history there anyway. So wander around, come early, and look around a little bit and see one of those. If you haven't been there, see all the work that's been done, too.
Air conditioning, heating, whichever we need, tea and crumpets. You need to be there. Absolutely. And chairs. We have chairs.
Very good. Should be fun. That's a good plus. Yeah. I don't want to sit in the beanbag. All right.
Thanks, Steve, Jim.
LaVon, thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
I appreciate it so much. Let's hear this again from the